Before Gaddis arrived, DC Water was considered a global role model, commanding one of the highest reputations in the water sector. Gaddis sought to take the authority to the next level by prioritizing equity for employees, customers, communities, and contractors. How about, I don't know, I'm just spitballing. How about clean water? Is that like too much to ask for? Just water, clean water that doesn't make my hair fall out? He wanted to prioritize equity. And so what did he do? He started giving away money. How much money? Well, in fiscal year 2024, disadvantaged and women-owned enterprises received about $520 million of business diversity and inclusion grants. They didn't need to prove that they knew how to do anything. They just needed to prove that they were diverse, that maybe they had some ovaries, maybe they had some melanin. And it was like, yes, here's your money. And yes, here's $520 million. Well, the EPA had to move in April after Trump moved in, right, and suspend some of these awards and grants, no bid awards to people who, by the way, if were proven to not fulfill their contract obligations, they wouldn't be held accountable. There was no liability. Like, you can't make it up. And now what do you see? You see this mountain of human waste,